From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Christopher Connolly. Dallas police officers have been leaving the department in droves in recent years, most of them going to other North Texas departments. They're heading out mainly because the pay is better elsewhere. The proposed city budget calls for pay raises, but some fear it's not going to be enough to keep officers from leaving Dallas. In May, Dallas Police Chief David Brown addressed the City Council's Public Safety Committee. He said he'd already lost 135 officers this fiscal year, which ends in October. He said he'd only been able to hire 75 new officers.
Our officers are not being retained, and they're leaving because in the area, salaries are much higher.
Since that May meeting, the number of officers leaving Dallas PD has grown to well over 200. That's on top of the 240 officers who left the department last year. And the higher salaries Brown mentions, there are big differences. In Dallas, starting salary is $44,000 a year. In Fort Worth, it's $52,000, and it's $60,000 in Frisco. Ron Pinkston heads the Dallas Police Association, which represents officers.
Every day we have an officer leaving to go to a suburb, and you know it's hurting the citizens. I mean, the safety of the citizens is being compromised.
Dallas is growing, Pinkston says, and the department is losing officers faster than it can replace them. That hurts morale. He says Dallas officers are being asked to take on more responsibilities and work overtime.
You can only work 16 hours so many days of the week. You know, they need to see their families like every other human in this city, and you know, they haven't been. So now they're burning out. Now there's less officers volunteering for the overtime.
Pinkston says officers are finding better pay, better benefits, and better hours elsewhere in North Texas.
It's going to take a commitment by City Hall to keep these people here, keep these trained officers here, so we're not wasting tax dollars training young officers only to train them for Fort Worth and Grand Prairie and Mesquite and the surrounding suburbs.
For months, Chief Brown has talked about how low pay is affecting his force. Dallas Police Brass and rank-and-file officers are taking their case to City Hall. Following the July 7th shooting attack that killed four Dallas police officers, the issue of officer pay has become even more prominent. As the City Council works on its budget for next year, department employees are watching. One recent budget meeting was packed with first responders wearing t-shirts that said, "Pay Dallas Police and Fire." Meanwhile, the exodus continues.
I solemnly swear or affirm that I will faithfully execute the duties.
In Fort Worth last month, 10 officers donned cowboy hats to be sworn in by Police Chief Joel Fitzgerald. They were new to Fort Worth PD, but were not rookies. This was the latest class of Fort Worth's lateral officer program for cops with at least 2 years' experience in big city departments. Of the 10 graduates, 8 were from Dallas. They brought with them more than 60 years of experience.
Lateral class number 4. Welcome aboard.
Fort Worth has taken in a big chunk of the officers who've left Dallas in recent years. Sergeant Dwayne Delco oversees the lateral officer program for the Fort Worth Police Department. He says Fort Worth isn't recruiting officers from Dallas in particular, but he says the transfers are a real benefit in a growing city with an expanding police force.
You're trying to get officers that already have experience, ready to hit the ground running, not a prolonged academy, so you're getting more people on the streets faster.
Officers leaving Dallas can earn as much as $15,000 more a year after making the switch to Fort Worth. And Delco says the city is known for actively supporting its police force. You can see that in a half-cent sales tax that pays for police and in the sprawling new public safety headquarters and training facilities.
People see that and they hear about us and want to be a part of something great.
Back in Dallas, there is a lot of support on the city council to increase salaries now. One proposal would boost pay for most of the force, but it's unclear if it'll be enough to keep officers from finding jobs elsewhere. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.